0 TR mobile.
He's still out and about.
We're just leaving the lake and heading back towards home. Been fishing a little bit. Smell like it, too.
Good. So you had some entertainment today.
That's the first time we've been fishing in the last year or two. Really enjoyed it. Bernice caught the first one. She caught a 2.5-pound bullhead. And then she caught a crappie later on, and I caught two nice bullhead, and we throwed them back. But I was hoping it'd been channel cat. We'd throw them in the skillet.
But to these waters, I don't know that I would eat most things that I pulled out of most waters. When I used to live in the Florida Keys, we had saltwater catfish. You could eat those. They're not good. You can eat them.
Cat are quite delicious. Back up in Kansas, they like to feast for big flathead. They'd weigh up to 100 pounds, sometimes a little over for the extreme. But it wasn't uncommon to catch 35, 40, 50-pound flathead now and then. And then catch a lot of them, 15, 20 pounds. There were a lot of guys just love flatheads. I didn't care for them that much. They're kind of a yellowish-looking catfish. But the channel cat are a game fish, and their flesh is very white, and they really fight good. I've caught them on lures. I've caught them on plastic worms. But most of the time, you catch them on worms or minnows, or it depends on whether you're fishing trot lines or limb lines or whatever. I'm looking for my road here. There it is. It's pretty dark out here where we're at now.
Deborah nor I really had any idea how to cook them. Is it supposed to be like shoe leather? And why does it seem like the entire thing is composed of sewing needles? A lot of bones. Little tiny bones.
Oh, no, we fillet them, and there's no bones. And, Bernice, what do you cook them in there?
I just kind of fry them like chicken.
Roll them in what?
Yeah, roll them in breadcrumbs or in flour. And
you soak them in fish? Fry them.
No, not fish.
Okay.
And dip them in egg and put them in the breading.
Catfish recipe I could look up. When I lived in the Florida Keys, I'd fish right off the back of the houseboat, and occasionally you'd catch one. And, I guess we didn't really know how to cook it properly. And the other thing, which is sort of in the same family, or it's actually in the grouper family, it's called jewfish. In the grouper family, and they're enormous. They're like 300, 400 pounds. I guess it's a grouper. You know, ugly looking things, but supposedly you can eat those.
Yeah, I know what grouper are, and they did eat a lot of those. The funniest thing I ever saw, living, you know, being from Kansas, where we feast in strip pits and ponds and rivers, I was, us Navy guys would go out to a place that had shrimp, all you could eat for 99 cents. And they made their money on the sides, of course, but I think the shrimp come up from around Venezuela. But after we got done eating one day, I ventured out on the dock on the St. John's River, and this old man was there, and he had a cane pole, if you want to call it that, not much of a cane pole, and a string, and he had a chicken neck tied in a knot on the chicken neck. And he put that thing down in the water, and he said, "Now you watch." And when it started moving just a little bit, he slowly raised that up. But he said, "You never want to let," it was blue crabs, "and you never want to let them touch the surface, so they were gone as fast as a fish." And he just reached down there before they reached the surface and put a dip net under them. He had quite a few of those blue crabs.
the Keys. There was maybe a two-week season on them, a mini lobster season. They're a spiny lobster. Instead of the opposable claws, they have, you know, the long, horny spines, whatever they are. Spiny lobster, it's probably more than else an overgrown crayfish. But, you know, not a whole lot of meat on them. You know, you can't eat them. And the other thing besides, catfish are everywhere. They're in bugs, they're in fresh water, they're in brackish water, they're in salt water. They're bottom feeders, though, which is why you gotta be careful cleaning them. I once opened one up, and I'm like, what? Do they have bones in their stomach? Oh, okay, it's chicken bone. Yeah, they'll eat anything. Catfish, well. And what do you also, what's that method of fishing for catfish? Well, you basically stick your hand in the water and let the fish bite it and then pull it out. They do that a lot too, I guess, out on the bayou.
That's called noodling, Glenn, and I gotta tell you, that you gotta be nuts to do that. I've seen, like, on National Geographic or some of those shows, guys doing that. My brother-in-law did it, and they go down and they reach back in the holes in the side of the banks, in the rivers and lakes, and they get a hold of those, and occasionally the catfish would drown the guy, because they weighed up to 200 pounds. And they were flatheads and new way, Jose. But yeah, they'll eat anything. This sends your old TR.
Get down there and wiggle your fingers and hope that it's a catfish that tries to eat your hand and, you know, possibly not an alligator.
Well, I saw an old man catch about a 5 or 6 pound channel one day in the Neal Shoal River below the 4th Street Dam, and it got hung up, and he went out to get it, and he stuck his hand in its mouth, and the catfish started flipping around and causing him to stumble, and that old man almost drowned it, and another guy had to go out and pull him in. They clamp down on you, buddy. You don't want to jerk your hand out. They'll take the flesh right with it.
Let them go is cut their head off. And I even saw one thing. This was kind of comical. On the other side of this canal that we lived on, across the way, there was some docks and some houseboats there. I remember seeing one guy. He had a barbel, and he was fishing. And I remember thinking, there's an option. The barbecue grill going, the barbels were burning, and he was fishing, he had his fishing pole in the water. Yeah, that guy's an optimist.
Well, you got awful scratchy that time, Glenn. Well, I'll tell you, you say they'll eat anything. My buddy, I had a couple of ways fishing for him, and one of them was to use, they like stink bait, any kind of stink bait. And one of them was to use what we call shad entrails, and also we used chicken guts. But shad entrails, to give you an idea how bad they smell, I would use latex gloves. Now, Bob, he wouldn't go ahead and handle them, but I wouldn't. And you put them on a hook, and you take thread and wrap around it, and you throw it out in the water. And it stunk so bad, the way you told if you had a good catfish bait or not, and with shad entrails, they was always good and ripe, was you'd throw it out in the water and all the turtles would come up and vomit, you knew you had a good bait.
Okay, that I haven't heard. Yeah, then we had the ones that actually used to go alligator fishing. By the way, if you advertise, you know, your kittens or puppies for adoption on Craigslist, be careful. You know, kittens or puppies is bait. I don't think you normally catch alligators with a fishing pole. What do you normally do? Just, wait for them to come to the surface and either harpoon them or shoot them with a shotgun. But, yeah, that's why I was always leery of someone, oh, can I adopt the kittens? Maybe. What do you want them for?
Oh, I love dogs, but that sounds like a good use for cats. Or the cats were good for barns. They would eat the mice. And I'm just not a cat person. I like dogs. Almost all dogs. Shoot, Chihuahuas and some of those I'm not too fond of because I used to throw papers and these little old ladies say, oh, he won't bite, and the second they turn their back, well, that Pekingese or that Chihuahua would bite you right in the Achilles tendon. But cats, I got bit by a Siamese cat once, and I just never have liked them since then. Then we're getting near home, and for some reason your radio got real scratchy, and it's getting up towards net time. I guess they're still doing the nets. And we got to unload this fishing contraption tonight. So I'll talk to you later. And 73s, and nice of you to ride home with us. This is N0TR.
I don't know if I'm going to hang around for the net or not. Yeah, that's going to be in 10 minutes maybe. All right, I'll let you go. N0TR, KD2BNG. 73s, you take care. I guess I'll be clear. Talk to you in a bit.
Santa Barbara, net a little earlier. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via EchoLink node F072. Are there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Hearing none, we'll move on to the roll call. Before we go to EchoLink stations or the alphabetical check-in, we'd like to take a few moments to allow any newly minted hams to please call in. When you check in, please speak slowly. And give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. Just prior to the RAGJU portion, I will again have my Friday night tidbit. Any newly minted hams, brand new hams, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Let's move on to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, this is Whiskey November 4 Victor. WN4V, John Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Negative and negative, and good evening, John. WN4V.
KN4RJN, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Simpsonville, Kentucky. In negative and negative. Just listen.
KN4RJN, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome John, WN4V, down in Florida. Don't know what it was like down there, but it's beautiful up here today, sir. Hope you're having a good day. And James, KW4TS, and I forget where you said you were rolling around at, sir. Could you tell me again?
That's KW4TS. I'm in Simpsonville, Kentucky.
All right, James. Well, I don't know what the weather's like is up there. Again, it was beautiful down here today, and you take care of yourself up there. Any other EchoLink stations? Please. please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQO. My name's Ryan, trying out our new Echo Link on the K4TRS repeater, and I'll be negative-negative tonight.
This is KN4RJN. Sir, could you give me your call one more time, sir?
November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQ.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter. I'd like to welcome KN4LQO. I believe you said your name was not Ryan, and you're over there in Toccoa, Georgia. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, that's correct. Try out our new Echo Link station. Hopefully it's coming in through pretty clear. Still doing a little bit of work on it, but should be better by week.
Well, you're coming in good, sir. Hope you're having a good day. Thanks for stopping by. Any other Echo Link stations, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Hearing none, we'll move on to the RF check-ins. Tonight being Friday night, we'll start with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. JN. And Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN. The name is Alan. We're in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
4RJN. Deck in Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Uniform Tango. Tony over here on the southwest corner of the Cowpens Battlefield. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening.
In. Billy 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, John, and all on the net. No traffic, no rant. In.
Kilo 4. Zulu X-ray. That's K4ZZX. Name is Steve. We're on the portable as night, base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. And we are negative and negative.
K4RJN. K4WET. Kilo 4 Whiskey Echo Tango. Ricky Greer. 73 to all. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4RJN, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome K4VKN, Gene, over in Piedmont, KJ4YUT, Jack, over in Cowpens, KC4W, I believe you said your name was Alan, over there in Anderson, K4ZZX, Steven, up there on Paris Mountain in Greenville, and K4WET, Rick, also are over there in Greer. Want to thank each one of you for stopping by and checking in. Hope you're having a good day. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, and I'll learn to talk here in just a minute. Uniform Through Zulu, please call Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'll slide on down the alphabet to the top of it. Alpha through Delta. Stations Alpha through Delta. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn in Gray Court. Hi, John. I don't know if I've talked to you as Net Control before, but you're doing a good job and, you know, keep at it. No traffic. I may hang around for comments if I'm still awake. It's been that kind of a day, but 73 is to you in the net.
4RKN4RJN. Evening, John. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and log us in and out tonight.
For RJN. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We are Back Porch Portable tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative negative. Thanks. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73s.
ZCX. I have traffic for KI4DOS.
KN4RJN, go ahead with your traffic. KI4DOS, are you listening?
Hey, I'm here.
ZCX. I may have located a building for the VE testing. The issue is it's only available the second and third Sunday of next month. My internet is down, and I'm back up. If you've got an email, I can send you an email on the information, or you can give me a call, whichever way to make contact. Great. Located in Greenville. It is located in Pickens County near Easley.
You can shoot me an email. I'm on the back porch. I don't have anything to write with right now to get your phone number. But send me an email at my call, KI4DOS@bellsouth.net. Copy.
Yeah, clear on your final. 73 to you and everyone on the mat. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to get that in there. Everyone have a good night.
DOA station, can you give me your call sign one more time, sir?
So for Zulu X-ray, K4ZZX, name is Steve, I'm over here in Greenville.
KI4DOS, KN4RJN.
JN4RJN, KI4DOS. Go ahead, John.
Can you give me Joy's call sign one more time?
Sure, it's Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY.
I knew the suffix, but I couldn't hear the prefix, and the computer went wacky on me. Anyway, this is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Net. We'd like to welcome KD2BNG. Glenn, I've got you down for comments later if you're still awake. KK4DMW, Rick, and he brings along his wife, KK4ONO, Lorena, and his daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle. Also, KI4DOS, Gary, and he brings along his wife, K3JOY, Joy. Gary's our swap meet master on Wednesday nights. And KO4AOW. Walt over here in Inman. Dave over here in Inman. Well, thank you all for stopping by and checking in. Appreciate it. Hope you all had a good day. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
RJN. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
Kim, good evening, John. Please check in Whiskey 4 Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, Fred in Travers Rest, Moab Isla. Number 4 India, Echo India, negative, negative, TR, thank you.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Like to welcome our net manager, W4DJW, Dave. Hoping you're having a good day today, Dave. KB1BNT, James, over there in Greer. W4FCM, Fred, and his wife, Isla, N4IEI. Yeah,
I said that right. Okay. Thank you all for stopping by and checking in. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Hearing none, we'll slide on down the alphabet. Echo through Hotel. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren, N4HHC, and Taylor. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the deck.
KN. KJN, please check in. Gene and Robbie, KJ4HIA. Gene, please check in my wife Robbie, KJ4KOX. Greenville, negative and negative.
For RJN, and Kilo 4 Golf.
Last calling station, you got cut off. Can you come back, sir?
JN.
Calling station, please try one more time. This is KN4RJN. Can anybody relay that station? KN4RJN. I'm not sure what's happening, sir, but I'm getting about halfway through your call sign and you're dropping out. Can you try one more time? All right. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minute left. I'd like to welcome N4HHC, Warren, over there in Taylor's, and KJ4HIA, Gene, and his wife, Robbie, KJ4KOX. I want to thank you all for stopping by and checking in. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Keller, North Carolina. Negative is negative tonight, John. Thanks.
KN4RJN, like to welcome KC4EZN, Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for stopping by, Harry. Hope the weather was good up there today. We'll slide on down the alphabet now to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is K4KH, Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone.
KJN. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
RJN. And everyone on the net, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize Alice, K4KAE. Sounding good tonight, Alice. KK4JFO, James, up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina, I believe. And Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Want to thank you all for stopping by. Appreciate it. Any other stations, India through Lima, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. KN4, UBG, Kevin. Over here in Fountain Inn. Out here on the HT, right through the neighborhood. I'll be negative with negative, 73 is you and everybody on that.
Control. Check in, Kilo November 4, Kilo Bravo Charlie, Bill here in Tacoma. Hope everybody's having a good evening. Please check me in and out.
KN4RJN, Net Control of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Kevin, KN4UBG, traveling around, rolling through the neighborhood over there in Fountain Inn. You take care of yourself, Kevin. And KN4, KBC, Bill, over there in Georgia. Hope you're having a good day or a good night. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4, RJN, or Net Control. Right on down the alphabet, Mike through Papa, the Mike through Papa group. Please call KN4, RJN, or Net Control.
KN4, RJN. And out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Kilo 8, Mike Golf, back in Easley, and no traffic, no table, and I want to say good evening to everybody on the deck.
Station, you're way down in the noise. Can you give me your call one more time, sir?
Delta 4, Oscar, Tango, Whiskey, James and Anderson, with no traffic, leave everybody on the net.
That would like to recognize K4OSH, Pat, over in Malden. K8MG, my fingers had to hunt for the 8, because I'm used to hitting the 4. Mac, over and easily. And KD4OTW, got you that time, James. Over in Anderson. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN.
For RJN. And Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Tango Alpha, KN4OTA. Name is Ken. I'm in Seneca, be negative tonight. Sitting pleased to get everybody on the deck.
RJM, Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, and also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We're here in Simpsonville, having a nice night together. We'll be in and out. John, thanks for calling the net tonight.
WS4B, Whiskey, Sierra 4, Papa, Al, and DeMonte, check me in.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Ken, KM4OTA, also Mark, W2MJB, and he brings along his wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, also one of our net controllers, both of them. So say hello to Wendy for us. And Al, WS4P, over in Tomasi. Thank you all for stopping by. We appreciate it. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Now, we'll slide on down to the patient group tonight, which is my group normally. Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Mary, November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee, N4MRY. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, John. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN. Sir, I got Mary's call sign, N4MRY, but you got stepped on. Can you come back with your call sign, sir?
Fred, Kilo 4, Romeo, Mike, K4RM.
I knew it was you, Fred. I just couldn't remember your call sign. That would like to recognize K4RM Fred and his wife Mary, N4MRY, and Carol. I got you in there. You were a bit in the noise, but I got you KM4RGX over in Greenville. Thank you all for stopping by. I hope you're all having a good night. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN.
4RJN. RGN. Check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Alpha Echo, KN4, UAE, Jim and Pickens. I have no traffic or comment tonight.
JN. Please check in Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie, Doug and Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
In. K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. Simon Taylor is negative and negative. I think I tried to step on John just a second ago. And sorry for that. And I think everybody's stepping on everybody tonight. Sounds like just wanted to let you know the Anderson Club an hour ago was doing a bunch of stuff, basically getting people to check in with handhelds and stuff. So in the spirit of that, I got my rig running on battery backup tonight. So I hope I'm coming through all right for everybody. Otherwise, that's about it. K4RHF.
This is KN4RJN, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to welcome James, KN4UAE, over there in Pickens, WW4TC, Doug, over in Anderson, and K4RHF, Robert. Bob, you're coming in loud and clear. You sound like you're in the room next to me, so it must be a pretty good HD. Hope everybody's having a good evening, and thank you all for stopping by. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, before we open it up to the big group? None. We'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign, and maybe you missed your group, you're coming in late, you want to check in? No. KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Uniform 2 Tango W2T Rusty. Home and war, no traffic, no comments tonight.
Ken. Check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Baba. Landing mobile, pumping down, in and out.
Control. Upstart Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative, over.
KN4RJN, net control from Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm pretty sure I screwed up this call sign. I have Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, and I'm slightly dyslexic, and I think I've got that backwards. If I do, please come back to me. In the meantime, I'd like to welcome KG4WNP Landon over in Greenville, and W4FHGJ, excuse me, Gene, over in Taylor's. WU2T, did I get that right or did I screw that up?
It's W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Over.
People try to move it all around and put me in the foreland too, but you got it right. No problem. Name here's Rusty. W2T clear.
Thanks, sir. And Gene, I don't know what I said, but I did get it down right. W4FHJ. Is that correct, Gene?
That is affirmative. Over.
Like to thank everybody for coming by and checking in. Hope you all having a good day. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
It's KJ4DFP calling from Roberta, Georgia, Southwest Georgia. This unit just wanted to check in. Realized calling in late. I apologize, been on the other nets, but. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe. Be healthy. And that's no other announcements. And I'm in good health. No reports. Virus here in my county. This is KJ4DFP. Back to you.
Can you give me your call sign once again? I got Kilo Juliet Bravo 4 Bravo Foxtrot Papa. Is that correct?
Kilo Juliet 4 Delta Foxtrot Papa. KFJ. Oh, correction, KJ4DFP. I had to stop thinking my own call sign for a minute. But that's it. Back to you.
KJ4DFP, Roberta, Georgia. I thought I'd gotten it wrong because it showed up as some fellow up in Wisconsin or something. No, that ain't right. Thanks for coming back to me and correcting that, sir. Hope you're having a good night. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
K
KN4, RJN, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Slabtown. Good evening, all.
I'm sorry, Richard, my computer went wonky on me again. Give me your call one more time, sir.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform.
And I would like to recognize KK4 FTU, Richard, over there in Slabtown. Thanks for stopping by, Richard. Hope you all are having a good night. Actually, it wasn't the computer that went wanky, it was me, but that's a whole other story. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4 RJN or Net Control. Hearing none. We will now secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll begin the rag chew portion here in just a moment. But first, I've got my Friday night tidbit for y'all, and we're going to bring that to you here in about 5 seconds. This is KN4RJN Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Our Friday night tidbit tonight is... A robot with a sense of touch may one day, quote, feel. Touchy-feely robots are still far off, but advances in robotic touch sensing bring that possibility closer to reality. Sensors embedded in soft artificial skin can detect both a gentle touch and a painful thump. We're hooked up to a robot that can signal emotions. Engineer Minoru Asada reported in the American Association for the Advancement of Science annual meeting on February 15th. This artificial pain nervous system, as Asada calls it, may be a small building block for a machine that could experience pain in a robotic sort of way. Break. Of the Osaka University in Japan and his colleagues designed touch sensors that reliably pick up a range of touches. In a robot system named Afito, which looks like a child's head, these touch and pain signals can be converted to facial expressions. Break. System, Asada says, might lead to robots that can recognize the pain of others, a valuable skill for robots designed to care for the elderly, for instance. But there is an important distinction between a robot that can respond in a predictable way to a painful thump and a robot that's capable of approximating an internal feeling, says neuroscientist Antonio Damasio of the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. He and colleagues argued in 2019 that something resembling a sense of feeling might arise if robots were programmed to experience something akin to a mental state such as pain. Break. With tactile sensors that can detect touch and pain is along the lines of having a robot, for example, that smiles at you when you talk to it, Damasio says. It's a device for communication of the machine to a human, but that's different than a robot that computes a sort of internal experience, he says. I can't wait until the ATM machine starts saying ouch when I push the buttons, but in any event... That's the Friday night tidbit. We'll move on to the rag chew portion, and KD2BNG, Glenn, are you still out there? What do you say?
KN4RJN, KD2BNG, yeah, I'm still out here. Now the question is, do androids dream of electric sheep? When do we get the sex robot? Maybe I'm too much a science fiction buff. Yeah, no, I guess I've had a concerning day. I messed up the appointment. I tried to go to CVS Minute when they could get a flu shot. Now, why get a flu shot in March? Isn't it past flu season? Well, you know, here's the thing. You've got two viruses that have similar symptoms. Let's say flu and COVID-19. Now, in a few weeks or a month or two, when people start swarming into the ER, this is going to be a problem. Everybody should have their flu shot. That way, we eliminate the one disease. See what I'm saying? I'm going to have 100 people in my ER. 95%, 95 of them are going to have flu. I wish I could tell the difference immediately so I could tell the people with the flu, here, here's a lollipop. Go home. You're probably not going to die. But I can't do that, so I got to waste expensive and hard to procure tests testing people for influenza. So I figured I would try to get the flu jab this year instead of waiting for... And that's what the health officials should really be telling people. We should be trying to eliminate viruses we can eliminate so that if someone comes in with COVID-19, we're pretty sure that's what it is. But, yeah, let me break here and I'll continue. The other thing is I went to call my relatives in Long Island. I couldn't get through to my my stepdaughter. I called her granddad, you know, Deborah's father. Deborah passed away in...
2B Genji, CAN4RGN. You dropped off there. Are you still with me, Glenn?
What's happening? I don't know how I dropped off. Maybe my grip slipped or the battery voltage went. But yeah, I things in New York City and Long Island are concerning me. And I gotta tell my stepdaughter maybe get the hell out of Dodge because I'm worried about what happens when hospital capacity is exhausted. And, like, the Marines move in to close off New York City. Things could conceivably get ugly.
I understand what you're saying. I got my flu shot way back in, I don't know, before Christmas sometime. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to go ahead and get the pneumonia shot, too, if you're older. Just in case it turns into that. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. The scary thing is, for example, my daughter has got classic signs of COVID-19, shortness of breath, dry cough, fever. She called her doctor, and they said, yeah, that sounds like it, but unless you're dying, don't come into the ER. And if you do come into the ER, come in via ambulance. So they haven't tested her, so that's an untested case. And the only thing they're reporting is the confirmed cases that have been tested. And for every tested person out there and confirmed case, there's 10 or 20 that are unconfirmed that are still walking around, which is why the social distancing, wash your hands, don't touch your face, and all that stuff is the only way to get ahead of this thing, because whatever they're reporting today is yesterday's news, if you understand what I'm saying.
But now, is there something wrong with my logic? The governors and the DHEC and the health officials should say right now to everybody who will listen, get the flu shot, get the flu shot, get the flu shot, get the flu shot, because then we can eliminate flu from the diagnosis when people come pouring into the ER. You see what I'm saying? Eliminate the diseases you can. So if we don't, we're going to be wasting time trying to diagnose people who have flu. You know, as I said, I can't tell by looking at somebody, is it flu or is it COVID-19? There's a test that won't come back positive or negative until the next day. So I'm wasting valuable testing material and wasting time. You know, sorry, if you have flu, you know, here's a candy from the candy jar. Go home and drink fluids and rest. You're probably not going to die. So that's why I was suggesting everyone should have their flu up to date. And I try to do that today. Yeah, you know, the end of March is not the time to do this. And, you know, flu season's over anyway. Plus, you know, I'm not going to contact anyone with any disease anyhow. It's kind of gotten very thin out there.
Yes, so I believe your logic is sound, and anybody that's listening, there is a good chance that the COVID-19 will disappear this summer, but I can guarantee you it will be back in the fall. So get your flu shot, folks. We've got a vaccine for that. We may have one for COVID-19 by then, and we may not have one for another year, and it's going to come back. But your logic is sound, except for the fact that if you have the flu, the odds of you dying are, you're probably not going to die. Actually, the flu killed more people last year than COVID-19 has so far this year, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, flu shot is always a good idea. If you're in my age group, you probably ought to get your pneumococcal pneumonia shot while you're at it. And the shingles virus wouldn't be a bad idea while you're at it. Just kill what you can kill, you know what I mean?
For the over 55 age group, which I am, and, you know, other diseases like asthma, which I do have, shingles, I've never had chickenpox, so I don't think I'm at risk for shingles. But, and, you know, I'm saying this now, I should have had all these inoculations back in, like, November, December, when people usually take the flu vaccine. But, you know, we should have everyone out there yelling from the rooftops, all the health officials, if you haven't gotten the damn flu vaccine, get it. Because then we can separate. That way we know if you're sick, we're not wasting time and effort and valuable and rare testing material on, you don't want to waste these uncommon and expensive COVID-19 tests on flu. Because I don't know how many of them are out there. Just like there's not enough, hell, there's not enough cloth masks out there, or surgical masks. There's not enough respirators out there. I need to try to call up to New York again. And I got to tell my stepdaughter to get the hell out of Dodge. I should say, do you have anyone upstate you can go visit? Or New Jersey or Pennsylvania or... I know she's got friends all over, or Connecticut, or pretty much anywhere but Long Island. You know, go stay with your friends from upstate New York.
Roger that. Well, I hope your family up there is okay, and we'll be thinking about them. But yeah, I tend to agree with you. Anything else, Glenn, on any other topic? KN4RJN.
Normally I don't worry about these things. I'm not a worrywart. But this is, from what I can tell, it's not trivial. But in the next couple of weeks and months, we'll see what develops.
Roger that, sir. Let's take a break. Anybody else for comments or check-ins, please call KN4RJN.
Some good ideas there. I think the flu shot's a great idea. I've already had mine, and so has my wife. That's a great idea separate it out, try to separate the flu symptoms from the COVID symptoms and so forth, and try to minimize the amount of tests that are actually needed. That's a great idea. This thing's been long and protracted already, and it'll be worse. Excuse me. That, by the way, was identified as bronchitis by two different doctors. COVID-19 is coming in. The number of people affected in this country is increasing, and eventually we'll level off. And the whole idea here is, I know it's more pain for industry and for the hospitality sector and everybody else, but the longer this goes, actually the better off we all are. Because if it takes longer, then that means people aren't getting infected as fast, and then the total number of people at any given time in the hospital will be less. That's the whole idea of flattening the curve. If you go on YouTube and look, just look up flattening the curve, you'll see what I mean. If we can keep the number of cases down low enough to where they don't overload the medical system, then most people will survive it. But if everybody gets sick all at once, the hospitals are flooded. We have about one-tenth of the number of respirators and everything else in this country that we need to solve that. So actually, the longer and more protracted this is, the better off we all are, which is just sounds bad, but it's worse than the it's better than the alternative. The other comment I had for you, John, enjoyed your little bit about robot touch a little bit earlier. I studied artificial intelligence back in grad school, and but the bad news is, if you know what Rule 34 means, sooner or later there'll be a Rule 34 version of it. So I'll leave it to you guys to go figure that out. K4RHF, we'll be out of here. Thoroughly enjoyed it. We'll see you.
Check in.